Hello?
Hi, Steven.
Yes.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Are you good now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good now. Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries. So I am actually just calling a property in Turtle Creek Drive in Richmond. Again, my name is Alex, and I work with Zach and also Forrest at Forest Buys Houses, and I just wanted to give you a call to introduce myself and let you know that from here on, I'll be your point of contact as we work to buy your house.
Okay.
Right. So, just want to let you know as well that I work with the attorneys to ensure that we close on time, and I keep on open communication with Zach and Forrest throughout the day to ensure that all your needs are met. So, one thing that I'd also wanted to actually, let me see, to talk to you about is the document. I know the last time that you had a conversation with Zach is you said that we need to put in the unit number on the agreement.
Yeah, I think you probably need to do that. Yeah.
Right. So I just did, I just added like unit 12 on the address, and I sent you like just a DocuSign. I just need you to like put in your initial on the unit number. I just added it on just after the address. So I just wanted to make sure that you got it as well. Do you have
Okay.
like, are you able to check?
Yeah, let me see if I can check. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm checking.
Okay.
I might lose you right here. If I lose you, I'm gonna call you back. It's messing up. Hang on just a second.
Okay, no worries.
You still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, I can't. Hang on just a second. I don't know. It may not work when I'm on the phone with you. Hold on, let me check it one more time. That could be the problem. Hang on.
Okay.
No, it didn't come through.
It didn't. Let
No,
me.
WT 944 Tolliver, Tolliver at gmail.com.
Yes, that is the email address that I have here. Let me see. Maybe it's just like delayed or anything.
Could be that. I mean, and plus I was on the phone. A lot of times it
Right.
won't come through when you're on the phone.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, no worries. I can go ahead and just check back later, but I did send it to that email address, same email address where you got the initial DocuSign or the initial document. So there might be a
Okay.
delay. I'm pretty much I sent it. So
And do
I'm
I need to sign it again, is what you're saying?
just the unit number, just like put your signature on that
Initial.
unit number. That's right. You
I
can sign
got you.
it. Right.
All right. Well, if I don't get it in the next 15 minutes, I'll call you back. How about that?
Yeah, okay, no problem. That would be great. Or you can text me if it's easier.
Is this your number, the Charles City number?
Yes.
Okay, so
Just
nothing else right this second, right?
right.
Just that. Okay. All right. Well, I'll look for it, and like I said, if I don't get it in the next few minutes, I'll text you or I'll call you back.
Okay, no
And
problem.
it's Alex, right?
That's right. But I do wanted to talk to you about something as well, Stephen. So, still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I do know that, like, I kind of have, like, a bit of an idea on what's the situation currently with the tenants. So, I understand that you don't want to scare the tenants, but I don't know if Forrest mentioned this, but we do need to get into the property and do an inspection report, or like just do an inspection, I mean, do our own diligence. Is there a way that we can, schedule that within the week?
Yeah, I think we can do that. I mean, it just I had told Forrest about when you send somebody over there, just tell them that you're doing it for an insurance policy and that's it.
Okay.
That's
Yeah.
you don't have to tell them you're doing it for anything else. You don't have to tell them anything about that. You just say, I need to inspect the place for a master insurance policy. That's it, plain and simple.
Okay, gotcha. Now, we're actually looking on doing that this Wednesday afternoon. I believe this is a condominium, right?
Correct.
So, do we have to request a certain permission to, to the front desk or anything like that?
Oh, no, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is go to the unit, and I'll try to make sure that somebody is going to be there. I know it doesn't take very long to do an inspection because I've had it done before. They get the guys in and out of there, and those mostly 10 minutes at that. But because, like I said, I've gone through them many, many times. And the property's in top shape anyway, because the condo there, you have to, keep it in shape. But Wednesday, I'm going to have to find out if they're going to be there. If
Okay.
not, I'll have to meet you over there with a key.
Okay.
And I'll have to know what time you're thinking about going. It's going to have to be. Like, what time are you looking at?
I really don't have the time right now. I wanted to know what time works for you. So maybe that is, we can work that out.
Yeah, best time for me would be a teeny bit after 2 o'clock, because that would work good for me if he could get there at 2 and do it, and they might not even be there. They could be working and just get in there and get it done real quick, and it's over.
Right. Okay. So Wednesday afternoon after 2 p.m. or at 2 p.m.
It needs to be like 2:10 at the latest if we're going to do it at that time.
Okay.
Because I've got other stuff I've got to do. I can leave him there. It ain't going to take him that long, like I said, anyway.
Right.
But I can leave him there, and then he can lock the door behind him.
Okay.
Just pull it up, So, and I will, that'll be the way we'll do it.
Okay. Do you want to confirm first with your tenants, or do you want me to confirm it back with our inspection team right now? I can call you maybe tomorrow if you needed more time to talk.
Yeah, you can call me tomorrow, but I think we're good. But I don't want
Okay.
to, I mean, because like block aside that slot, I don't know if they can do that or not. You can find out if they're even available at that time.
Okay, but there are like tenants in there, right? Of course, we don't want it to disturb them or like anything like that. Are you gonna notify them in advance or?
Yeah, I'm going to notify them. I'm going to tell them I've got an insurance person coming by there to just do a quick inspection for a master policy, and that's it.
Okay.
But
Well,
I got to make sure they're going to be there, because if they're not going to be there, I got to meet you over there with a key.
gotcha. Okay. Well, I think what what we can do here is I'm gonna probably reserve that time Wednesday afternoon around 2 p.m., but
Yeah.
I will confirm it back to you tomorrow just to be sure that, we can meet there or it's gonna be the tenants. Either call you tomorrow, in the morning if that works for you.
Yeah, that sounds good. After 8 o'clock.
After 8, of course.
Yeah.
We
Okay.
usually start our office 8:30, so
Okay.
that's good. Alrighty.
All right.
Well, I
Well, that
will
sounds
talk to you
good.
tomorrow, Stephen, then, just to confirm the time. So yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks. Talk to you later. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.